We're back in the studio with NPR's Juan Williams. And Juan, the administration's in the position of both calling on the American people for sacrifice and also pouring a lot of money into the economy. What are some of the political implications?
Well, the political implication is a very basic question, Scott. How long will the American people remain patient with the Obama administration in terms of their efforts to revive this economy if the economy continues to flag? As we just heard, you know, the question is, will it, in fact, be a recovery that takes place in 2010, or are we looking at 2011? Mm-hmm. When can we expect to see jobs return, or could it be that we don't see certain jobs, certain sectors revive, and therefore the greater emphasis, and there's lots of talk about this over the last week, the greater emphasis will have to be on retraining workers. So are you looking then at yet another stimulus package? You know, more than half of the members of Congress in polls have said they think actually another stimulus package is likely. And after the numbers that we've been discussing today, it could be that you're adding to this $787 billion stimulus package that's been already passed.
But let me point out, firstly, of course, we want to note that the administration's polling numbers remain very high, right?
Absolutely. So the patience with the President Obama administration is there right now.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, McCain-Feingold returned this week. Senators Feingold and McCain said they're opposed to all the earmarks in the pending legislation. Senator Bayh of Indiana said that he would vote against it, too. So if you do the math, that new legislation might be in some trouble in Congress.
Well, that's an omnibus spending bill for about 12 key agencies, and it would be in trouble because Democrats don't have the 60 votes to stop a filibuster. The key thing is here you have some Democrats, moderate Democrats, who are up for re-election in 2010, and they're going to have to go out there against the Republican line of argument that says these bills are all excessive spending that's going to put a great deal of burden on future generations and not generate jobs. And this brings us back to what you were talking about earlier, Scott. You look at the number of jobs that President Obama said he wanted to deal with in terms of creation. Yeah. It was about 3.5 million. Already, this economy's lost more than 4 million jobs.
I don't want our time with you to expire without asking you about Rush Limbaugh. President's chief of staff called him the voice of the Republican Party. Let's have a cut from Mr. Limbaugh's radio show where he responded by calling on the president to come onto his program.
I am offering President Obama to come on this program without staffers, without a teleprompter, without note cards, to debate me on the issues. Let's talk about free markets versus government control. Let's talk about nationalizing health care and raising taxes on small business.
I don't know why Rush Limbaugh sounds like Darth Vader. I think that's some. Let me check with our technical director. That's internet sound or something. We're not doing anything funny to his voice. Is he the active head of the Republican Party, or the Democrats have just set him up to be that?
Well, both are true. If you think about it, there's a vacuum in terms of the national leadership of the party at this moment, whether it's people saying could it be Newt Gingrich? Could it be Sarah Palin out in Alaska? Could it be Bobby Jindal, who gave the response to the mm-hmm. president's recent address? But if you look at the Congress, if you look at people like Mitch McConnell, the leader in the Senate, or John Boehner, the leader in the House, they don't have that kind of national traction that allows people to focus on them and to say that's the voice in the face of opposition to President Obama. Michael Steele has come in as the head of the RNC and tried it. But as you know, last weekend when he took on Limbaugh, he then had to backtrack and make all sorts of apologies. Limbaugh goes directly into the heart of sort of white, male, conservative America. And the Republican Party needs that base. But that base is so small, Scott. It is now smaller than the number of independents in the country and far smaller than the number of Democrats. So the tension here is how do you expand the Republican Party at this moment? And Republicans find themselves really trapped. They don't know how to do it, how to get away from the base while keeping the base.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.